This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations Secretary General said the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres told a high-level special session of the General Assembly Thursday, quote, "We face the biggest global recession in 8 decades, and these intergenerational impacts are not due to COVID-19 alone. They are just the result of long-term inequalities and injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic," end quote. Nearly 80 heads of state and government are addressing the 2-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientist experts and the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. In South Korea, a spike in COVID-19 cases has public health officials urging people to forego in-person Christmas and New Year's festivities, making them online celebrations instead. Austria has started voluntarily mass testing for the coronavirus in a move that officials hope will prevent long, hard lockdowns in the future. AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
The fast antigen test kicks off days before Austria starts loosening tough lockdown measures that have been in place since mid-November. Positive tests will be backed up by conventional tests within 24 hours and contacts quarantine if they're confirmed. Italy's South Tyrol province, which borders Austria, already has conducted mass tests, following the example of Slovakia, which moved to slow infections and to avoid a second lockdown by testing nearly 2/3 of its people in one weekend last month. I'm Charles de la Desma.
French President Emmanuel Macron proposes a donation mechanism to make COVID-19 vaccines available to priority groups of people in developing countries. This is VOA News. Overall, more than 14 million people have been infected and more than 275,000 have died of COVID-19 in the United States, the hardest hit country, according to Johns Hopkins University. U.S. states are putting in requests for one of the coronavirus vaccines. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Today marks a critical point in the battle against the coronavirus. It's the deadline for states to submit requests for the Pfizer vaccine and specify where they want it shipped. Many states appear set to follow guidance from the CDC to put healthcare workers and nursing home patients first in line. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants
quantities large enough to vaccinate all 450,000 members of our healthcare workforce and to begin vaccinating Wisconsinites who are high risk.
According to the COVID tracking project, coronavirus hospitalizations in the U.S. hit an all-time high of more than 100,000 on Wednesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Facebook announced it will begin removing false claims about COVID-19 vaccines from its social media platform as part of an ongoing campaign to combat the spread of misinformation about them. The social media giant said it will begin removing information about the vaccines that has been discredited by public health experts in the coming weeks. The decision, which also applies to Instagram, comes as the first COVID-19 vaccines are about to become available. European Council Chief Charles Michel said Friday Turkey has not de-escalated its standoff with Greece and warned EU members now need to consider tougher options. He said, quote, "I think that the cat and mouse game needs to end," end quote, referring to Turkey's repeated incursions into Greek waters with gas exploration vessels. He added, quote, "We will have a debate at the European summit on December 10th, and we are ready to use the means at our disposal," end quote. Next week's EU summit will be held in Brussels with leaders meeting face-to-face after video conferences were held as a coronavirus prevention measure. Britain insisted Friday it can meet a new commitment to cut greenhouse gas emissions by more than 2/3 this decade compared to 1990 levels, the fastest reduction target of any major economy. The government announced the aim late Thursday to reduce UK emissions by at least 68% by 2030 as part of legally binding plans for the country to become carbon neutral by 2050. China successfully powered up its artificial sun nuclear fusion reactor for the first time, state media reported Friday, marking a great advance in the country's nuclear power research capabilities. The HL2M Tokamak reactor is China's largest and most advanced nuclear fusion experimental research device, and scientists hope the device can potentially unlock a powerful clean energy source. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.